This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Last week, we shot back to 1901, fielding Yost's perfect first season in Ann Arbor. Today, we march a mere 3 years forward to 1904, when on this day in Michigan football history, the Lambs from the American Medical School of Chicago traveled to Regents Field to be slaughtered by a band of confident Wolverines. The Yostmen had not lost since Hurry Up arrived in 01, and they wouldn't be challenged in this one, held on Wednesday, October 19th, 1904, as the Doctors were pummeled 72-0 in just over 23 minutes of action. Just 3 days later, on Saturday, October 22nd, West Virginia came to town. This was expected to be a tighter battle, and Yost actually played for the Mountaineers from 1894 to 1896 before launching his coaching career. Despite his West Virginia roots, Yost failed to warn his old school about his powerful team up north, because if he had, they never would have left Morgantown. The beating put down on that day was truly epic. Michigan scored 22 touchdowns and rung up 130 points in the battle, the most before, since, and let's be honest, ever. The local Morgantown paper decided to have a little fun with the bloodbath by reporting the following. Quote, it is declared that every player on Yost's team weighs 8 tons and has an average speed of 96 miles per hour. They are said to breathe forth smoke and flames and to be of superhuman strength and cunning. One player says he was plucked up in the air and thrown over the head of a creature which was at least 100 feet tall and had 8 pairs of arms. There was one casualty on the Michigan side in the 130-0 beating. No, not a player or coach. It was actually athletic director Charles Baird, who was involved in a serious bicycle crash after the game. Baird recovered. Michigan rolled through the season to another undefeated national championship. And at the end of the season, Yost received a 5-year contract extension, paying him a whopping salary of $3,500 per year. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the Key Bank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.